No, this is a very optimistic poem. Usually I don't hear anything. Here I may explain, usually I hate to explaining what it is a poem about, but the right-hand rule is a traffic rule in our country, except in addition it's an electromagnetic rule of the right hand, but the right hand means on a crossroads when there is not a yield of the way sign, so the man on the right hand has the first go. Dreams. Taking sips from a man like the moon from dewdrops. The rope grows straight up from the crown of the head. The black swan hatches out of a pebble. And a flock of angels in the sky is taking an evening skid control course. I am dreaming. Therefore, I am dreaming. I am dreaming that 3 times 3 is 9. That the rule of the right hand applies. That when a circus leaves, the trampled arena grows green with grass. Yes, grass. Grass with no double meaning. Just grass. Just show you the efficient Czech R's. I read it in Czech too. Sny. Upíjejí z člověka jako lůna z rosy. Lano vyrůstá z temene kolmo vzhůru, černá labuť se líhne z oblásku a hejno andělů na nebi studuje večerní školu smyků. S ním, tak tedy s ním. S ním, že 3×3 je 9. Že platí pravidlo pravé ruky a že když odjede cirkus, na zdupaném place naroste tráva. Ano, tráva. Nedvojsmyslná tráva. Tráva jen tak. Because I see some of my Czech colleagues, whom I know from science, I would comment here that the efficient Czech word tráva, it's very close to cow, kráva. And when I came in New York to the Public Research Institute Immunological Laboratory and heard for the first time in the laboratory, there is a Murphy's Law valid in any laboratory which says, whatever can go wrong, it will. And there is a postscript to this rule, Murphy was an optimist. And so, of course, when you are spinning something, it will break in the centrifuge. When you are carrying something, you will drop it, the sample, not the water, and so on. And I heard American colleagues are saying, oops, or gosh, or something, which was utterly inefficient. And I willingly or unwillingly said, zatracená kráva. And I noticed I had a very positive influence on American scientific life because after a month already, everybody, including the technicians, started to say instead, oops, they started to say, zatracená kráva.